Bidet Tammas. Do you know Bidet Tammas?
Love it!
Do you know it?
I know
DJ
it.
DJ, drop the beat! Now that's how we drop it. Good morning, Lagos. Welcome. It's a brand new Tuesday morning. And what is up with you in Lagos?
I'm
not going to feed you DJ work.
You need apple. You eat apple today.
I do not.
Look, what was that jump? Marianne.
For a second, I thought that like I was in a club.
What's up? Hey, DJ.
She was jumping, though. Like, she was literally, like, jumping in the studio.
I was relieving my years of...
Marianne Diokokon, the energy goddess.
In the club.
So in the club, you could jump like this.
Yes,
if I was your boo, it's over.
Why do you go
Baby
to...
Baby girl, why do you go to club all sexy and you're jumping? What's up?
Are you kidding? What do we go there to do?
What are you high on? Just be dancing.
No. Instead, let's just go watch a burlesque.
Just
or,
be in your
or
sexy...
just go to, what they call it, what they call those other... Oh, I've forgotten. The ones that you go to watch somebody sing.
Oh, so the thing is, Marianne.
If I go to a
party... We had this conversation yesterday in the
club.
Studio.
We're partying.
Marianne, let me tell you now. We had this conversation in the studio yesterday when we're talking. I'm like, look, if you're my partner and you don't know how to dance. In fact, even if you
I'm
know how to dance.
I'm not dance.
Let's go out. When we go out, please be calm. Sit in one place and just be
Excuse
moving.
Me.
Don't go and barrage on the dance
Excuse
floor.
Excuse me.
I'm going to leave that place. Go. Man. What was that? Baby, what was that?
That was me, baby.
What was
fun.
That?
That was me, heavy.
Don't do that. Just be your sexy element and just be, you know.
I'm not, are you saying I'm not sexy?
The way you're jumping like that. Bond, what's up, Lagos is allowed. You can be anything.
Excuse me.
You will.
Excuse me. In case you are planning to date me, you like me. You want to date me. Excuse me. I look very hot. I look for every reason to dress up. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get to the club.
Noted.
And the DJ is good.
You
move
your heels and your wig and start to jump.
No. Mm-mm.
So what do?
I dance. I have fun.
Any kind of dance. Leg walk. Happy feet.
I really don't know how to
Zanku.
Dance. I don't.
So just be.
You're trying to teach me how to dance just now, but that's fine. But I dance. Like, I have fun. So I'm not that person that's going to try to hold my drink and act posh. I am posh. So I don't need to act it. But when I hear good music, I be stepping.
Be posh and act
So, darling, if you want to go out with me, just know that I will dance. I might not know how to dance, but I will dance around you in circles.
Baby, don't dance. Sit in the chair and
That's
move.
Boring.
Love it that way, okay?
Life is so short. Enjoy
don't
it.
Don't go and do...
You're posing for people who don't care about you.
Especially when you... Especially when we both know that you don't know
my
how to move.
My dear.
Don't move
my
in public.
Dear.
Great.
My dear.
So our relationship can
my
last
dear.
Long.
That's why we are not going to be dating. That's why I not date you. You don't date me. Leave it. Good morning. My name is Marianne Okon. Just in case you're wondering, who are these people? My name is Marianne Okon, by the way, and this is Legacy's Best Conversation, and we're reaching you live from Victoria Island here in Lagos. It's me and Carson precisely. And Feta is here.
Peace.
I'm not going to date her.
Because we can date.
You have to be quiet to want me. Because I am not necessarily quiet.
I'm not necessarily quiet, too.
And I'm very playful. So, you know, you need to be as
I'm
quiet
goofy.
As a mouse to want me.
To want us.
Exactly. So, yeah. Welcome to the show. Stretch is on his way here. Yeah, we're all going to have a great time this morning. From now until 12 o'clock. Today is not an abridged version, so we're here to talk till we drop and laugh our heads off. Because you know what? After all of the strong, hard topics that, you know, Sheriff has had to deal with, Uncle Jimmy has come. We're coming to, you know, just lighten the load.
Ease it down with you.
And just, you know, let's kick back a little and just breathe. We're still talking about serious issues, but on a lighter note. And then thereafter, Joyce will come with, you know, some psychology and some other, you know,
this is brightening up your mind.
So, but we're here. We're here this morning from now till 12 o'clock. So, as usual, we start off the show with sound off. Well, we sound off on social, economic, political, every kind of issue. Issues that you're discussing, things that bother you that you may not necessarily be able to put it across, we're helping you do that. And then right after that, we'll go into our musings for the day. And then, of course, on the 11 o'clock hour, we have something to talk about. One woman needs your hip. Hmm. We're going to talk about it.
Keep your fingers
Once
crossed.
Again. Welcome to the show. Do you know what
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sport, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 20-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
Just me and you. I love you like I love no other. I said I'm true. Baby, drop the instrumental. I see for
let's you. Go to Via, Via. Where the ladies and the men all around.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. I'm just going to just make reference to a headline and then I'm just going to talk about it briefly. So one of our national dailies yesterday had a headline talking about the fact that our president will no longer travel abroad for medicals. And this was credited to our First Lady, Aisha Buhari. Yes. The First Lady's telling us, you, me, Nigerians, that our president, doesn't mean that President Buhari, nor President-elect Tinubu, she's saying no other president is going to be traveling abroad for medical checks. I want to give you some background into that story and then, of course, I'll analyze it. But the moment I saw that headline, a lot of questions cropped up in my mind because I'm thinking to myself,
why not?
Is this a joke? Because somebody just came back from 2 weeks of just seeing a dentist and checking his teeth. So is this part of the no more traveling abroad for checks? And what exactly has been put in place to make sure that this does not happen again? Because sometimes we hear these things and they're just political statements or just something we need to tell the media or the guys who are putting a microphone in front of your face so that they can go away and let you have some peace. Well, our First Lady, Aisha Buhari, said future presidents and their family members will no longer seek medical treatment abroad. With the newly inaugurated 21 billion naira, underline that, presidential wing of the State House Medical Center. Aisha stated this when she joined President Muhammadu Buhari and other dignitaries for the commissioning ceremony of the facility situated in the premises of the presidential villa in Abuja on Friday. Aisha revealed that she first nurtured the idea of the presidential wing in 2017 after her husband's extensive stay in London for medical treatment. I'm going to leave it there. So, yes, she obviously is not joking. She's not joking, but 21 billion has been put in place. I'm going to save this particular statement by the wife of the president. And we will refer to it in a few months, hopefully, if the new president doesn't decide that he's going to go for a checkup in England or in Spain. Or Europe, wherever. Because it looks like this is something that never goes away. There was a time that we had no president for months and months. And then, of course, the vice president was sitting in. And we see this happen, not just presidents. We see this happen with state governors. I remember at a time where we didn't have a governor for a whole year. Because he was sick and he was out of the country. We also remember when it happened with former president Yar'Adua. So it's what the wife of the president is saying. Is this something we can hold on to? Do you have that much faith in our systems? Because you see, every single day, state governments across this federation are building so-called state-of-the-art health and medical facilities that they don't use. Okay, in case you're saying, Marianne, you're too critical of this government. Let's go to Senator-elect Godswill Akpabio when he was the governor of Akwa Ibom State. Did you remember? Do you remember? That state of the art. In fact, he called it a very bogus name. South of the Sahara. He had a headache. A tiny headache. He went to England. He was sick. He flew out of the country. So what happened to the state of the art medical center he built in Akwa Ibom? This is the question I want to ask Her Excellency, Mrs. Aisha Buhari, when the time comes. Maybe I shouldn't jump the gun. Maybe I should have a little faith. But I want to ask Nigerians, do we still have faith in what these politicians have to say about the system? Oh, again, is it just about having the state of the art? How are these doctors being treated? Abia State government is owing resident doctors 1 year plus in emoluments. Yes. As we speak, resident doctors just decided to call off their warning strike. What is the state of our medical facilities across the Federation, state and federal? Come on, come off it. Don't come here and tell us all these political jargons. We need action. Stop talking. That sound off. All right, yes, it's What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info, and it's time for us to drop our musings before we go for our first break this morning. So we're asking, what is the way to your heart? It's a very simple question. What is that thing that is the way to your heart? We just want to know. Again, what can someone give to you that will make you shed tears of joy?
Hey, wait.
What can somebody give you now? Now. Well, you know, we're trying to get to know you. Who knows? We probably have the answers to your question.
Well, we have it.
We probably have what you need.
I don't think you have what I need, but I think I have what you need. So tell me.
Anyway. Okay, so we're asking, what is the way, the fastest way to your heart? Tell us, because we want to get to your heart. And secondly, what's that thing that if they gave it to you right now, you would shed tears of joy? Think about it. When we come back from this break, we're musing. Stay with us. So what is that thing that if we gave it to you right now, it would open the door to your heart? What's the fastest way? Some people, it's just a pot of porridge like Esau. They would even give their birthright.
Some people, it's just a house in Banana Island.
Did you say just?
Just.
Do you know how much land costs in Lagos? Not Ikoyi, not VA. Land. Ordinary land.
I mean, just a Ferrari. Just a little Ferrari is okay. So. As if I don't see Sienna.
But anyway, guys, we're trying to get to know you this morning. And we're musing with you, okay? So what's the thing that is the fastest way to get to your heart? What would you be given that would make you open your heart? You know how people... Let's take, for example, a guy is toasting feta. He's been running after her day after day.
Running after you.
Literally toasting her, doing all the things that guys do. And she's like, not bulging.
And then boom, he just says...
They ask me, what's that one thing that if we give her, it to press her move button?
She just says,
and then I would tell them. And then
what are you gonna
from
tell
there,
them?
The man is just like,
I just start to laugh and start to cry at the same time.
Like, oh my God, are you kidding? Oh my God, I love this. How did you know? How can you possibly know? Me, I'm there deciding like this. Because I gave him the
look
key.
Look at his woman.
But what is that thing what is the fastest way to your heart? And on the second hand, we're asking, what's that thing that if you were given right now, it would make you shed tears of joy? I will say mine later. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. 0700-993-993-993. You could also join the conversation if you like. You're a lady. 01465-7190. Or on WhatsApp, 0809-5975-805. That's 0809-5975-805 for WhatsApp. The phone lines are open. Let's hear what you have to say this morning.
Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
Yes, you're still alive.
Okay. Welcome, Church Alive.
Good morning.
How you doing?
We're good, we're good, we're good.
We're good.
Yeah, this is Olale from Samoa.
Mm-hmm. Olale, go ahead. What's the fastest way to your house? How can we catch your mumu button?
Can you speak louder, please, so we can hear you?
Hello?
Speak louder.
Just a smile.
I should just smile at you and you give me all your money. Lawale, why are you pleased? I come with smiles.
You didn't really much hard, though.
The money no going to do that.
Lawale, please back somewhere. Goodbye. God bless you. I love you with the love of Jesus. Thank you very much for calling. Hello, good morning. True. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Hey. Cheers to life. Good morning. Yes.
Morning.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ndukwe.
What's the easiest way to your heart, and what can I give you now that will make you shed tears of joy?
That's a mind bubbly one from you guys this morning.
Okay.
That's a high mind bubbly one. Let me be very frank with you. Very frank. And this is from my mind. Look, I'm not ready to make it more serious. Just say that what will make me tears of joy.
Yes, now we are asking the same thing.
Tears of joy. If done the way, have tears of joy in my eyes. If I do have any tears, anyway, let me say 1 billion naira.
Wow!
Deport me out of this place called.
Don't do it, brother.
Deport me. I use the word.
Deport.
To be more serious. Deport me out of this.
We don't want to deport you. We love you. You are needed here.
My dear brother.
To let you know that I'm serious. To let the world know that
John.
I use the word.
John. Johnny. John. If me self, I get that 1 billion, I will shed tears of joy.
No, the funny thing is, John is saying that he wants the 1 billion naira and he still wants Nigeria to deport him.
That's what I'm saying.
Why can't you just take the 1 billion and stay?
I'm saying both of them,
bossy can't. Hey,
good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Lagos!
Hey!
Cheers
to life. Good morning.
I'm calling from
Lapwe. Okay. Oh, good morning.
So, wait.
Hey. I want to know your mumu button first. What is the fastest way to your heart?
Just give me ticket, to travel to go and watch Arsenal Football Club.
I knew that there was something I liked about you. I knew it. Me and you are traveling. When do you want to travel? Let's go.
Yes. That's the only thing that will make me, in fact, share tears of joy.
Hey.
Both. Yes. The way to your heart is to travel to go and watch Arsenal.
The way to your heart is to watch Arsenal. So if I toast you now, I must take you to go and watch Arsenal. I don't understand.
Yes, so, but I don't think that's the only person that can do that is just my husband.
Okay, goodbye. You and your husband. God bless you.
You want to come and tension us with husband here.
Okay, guys, let's explain it again. There are two different things here. Firstly, what is the thing that can get your mumu button? You see, everybody has it.
Everybody has it.
Male, female, everybody has it.
Not me.
Keep quiet.
I'm saying that both.
Are you okay, quiet?
It's nothing.
You're a liar.
It's nothing you can do. What? Yeah,
see, look at her mouth. Guys, look at her mouth.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Now, but on a serious note, what's that? Me, everybody should know my mumu button.
My lover.
I'm soft bread. I get to be precise.
It's so shameful that everybody knows my mumu button. But on the second hand, we're asking, what's that thing that if somebody gave it to you right now, it'll make you shed tears of joy? 0700-993-993-993. You can also call if you're a lady. 01465-7190. Or send us a WhatsApp message on 08-0959-75805. Let's go.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Roda calling from Igondo.
Give us what's up, Lagos.
Lagos. Yeah, talking what's up, Lagos to what's up, it's to screen.
We will pursue you from this show.
But that's fine.
My first time, please.
Woo! First time caller. We forgive you. We forgive you. We forgive you.
Okay.
We forgive you. Oh, yeah. What's your mumu button? I need it right away.
Like, seriously, sister, you don't understand. Huh? Because Nigeria is not easy. So if I get all expensive tickets all the way to Hawaii.
To where? To where? Please say that again.
Hold on. I didn't say what will make you shed tears of joy. I said, what's your mumu button? How do I get to your heart?
Okay. I don't get mumu button. I get heart skin.
You want what? Your mumu button is what?
You say she get hard skin.
Ticket. That's my mumu button.
Nah, lie. You don't talk say you don't get mumu button. So you dey look the one way go make you share tears of joy.
No.
You know road to Hawaii. If I show you map now, can you point it?
No, now they will give her the ticket and show her road.
Okay, don't worry.
Thank you for
We're
calling,
about to take over.
Toronto,
the way she said that,
even.
Don't worry, is like, we're about to take over. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good afternoon.
It's morning.
It's morning.
Morning.
Are you forwarding us? Yeah, fast forward us to the future.
I'm feeling you guys, though.
That's what's up. Okay, we want to know where your mumu button is. What do I do to catch it, to press it?
My mom.
Your mom is your mumu button.
My mom is late for getting her back.
Hello, we don't do such here.
What's all this?
Are we magicians? What's all this?
You're coming here to say, Genie, do me something.
What?
Excuse me.
We don't do such.
Do I look like Aladdin, brother?
Ew.
No, please.
Ew.
Even my mom is evil. I want her now, but can I do magic? No.
The mumu button is your mom. Anyway, I think
that's not mumu button. You are not catching it.
No.
Mumu button is that thing that once they give you,
and no, this is
everything. All the doors open.
That means if you give her a mom, all the doors open. That's
so
what
she's telling me that because her mommy is not here, she not love, she not married, she not have children,
and she also shed tears of joy if she sees her mom again.
Yeah, she that's be wait through that one. She be wait.
You gonna wait for life. But anyway, I understand you, baby girl. But you gotta just move on, okay? Love
yeah,
you,
baby. Somebody gonna love you. Open your heart.
People are wonderful and mysterious and unimaginable, like that in the brain.
Jesus.
Okay. I had to go down to Sheriff Country this morning because it's not to sleep. Hello?
Oh, we didn't hear you.
My own joyful.
No, Mumu Button. Mumu Button
tell
first.
Tell us your Mumu Button first.
Mumu Button first.
That's just 500K because my birthday is 25th, next 2 days.
Oh, so that one, if I give you 500K now, you share tears of joy.
You share tears of joy.
I never tell you for 3 years.
We go Azulam. We go Azulam.
No, worry. We go to Babianla. We go follow
I
you.
I get 2.5. You get 1.8. Join
we go
us
to
together.
Babianla. No worry. Day by day, we go to Babianla. Before your birthday, we go get
before
her.
We go Azulam. You know hard now. All I got to do is to just go to a court here, stand there, say,
and do Babianla.
Hey, pastor, come on, do a birthday. Hey, pastor. That's all. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Try to make it back. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? We are happier
than
this. What's up, Lagos?
That's how you say, what's up, Lagos? Are you at work? Yeah. Why are you calling ladies' line?
Sorry, I just called to say what can make me happy.
But you have to call.
You have to call the main line.
We have a very strict principle.
Don't call ladies' line.
Call 0700-993-993-993 is the number you can call if you're a male, okay? Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, wait.
Don't be fast. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Esquire. Yes, to life. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Miriam.
Yes?
I got going to pick with you. Why you cut me off the other time? You don't allow me to talk to you.
Who be that? Who cut you?
Wale be this.
Wale, who
Wale,
caught
oh,
you?
Sorry.
Who caught you?
I mean, whoever caught
anybody
you.
Anybody that caught Wale, you'll be caught.
Anybody that caught Wale shall be cutted.
Okay. You know, what would make me, what would give me joy? Eh?
That's not what we asked, though.
You back that one.
We did not ask you what will give you joy. We said, what is the way to your heart, Ni?
Okay, the way to my give heart. Me. Okay, my heart.
Yeah,
just give me duplex for banana.
Eh? Duplex? You want to stay near me? No, I don't want you in my area.
No. Okay, you are not getting it. Wale, you are not understanding English. But I will speak in your language now.
Oh, yeah, try.
Kini! Kini, Wale, you are making me to go into my chest of put Yoruba, Yoruba language.
Put it in Yoruba.
I'm amazing.
Yeah, you can do it.
If, for me.
Wait, now calm down. She wants to try and like, she wants to tell you exactly.
Kini, Kim. Jo.
Kini abadi.
Data. Is that you add feta as jara?
Come on, come on.
Kulo, come on, kulo jara. Go. Get out of here.
Jara, God, there is.
Who told you that feta is jara? Come on.
What do you mean? I'm too much for one man.
Church will come here and beat you up. You don't. What the meaning of this?
I'm too much.
You don't condone violence, but for feta is violence.
Is it because I'm 5'2"? How dare you do that to me? To my self-esteem.
You know, say you didn't like jara.
I'm like, full stop. I'm an added addition. But it doesn't mean I'm not the whole package. You know?
Yeah, she comes in. You know, they say big things come in small packages. Mm. And you know, us tiny women, little women.
But it is our body.
You have a lot of hajon. You understand me?
Let's not lie. We're using that quote to whole body.
Somebody was telling me yesterday that I'm slim thick. I say, Uncle, you have not seen me. I'm eye straight like this. Boom. I'm a small pea.
So what did you now wear? I made him think you were a slim thick.
I don't. I think this uncle have been imagining things. Mm. So I now say, Uncle, please. I'm
he hasn't
small
seen
pea.
You before, huh?
You have seen me, but wait.
You say I'm small letter
no,
P.
No, I think Uncle see my chest like this.
Oh.
And think that I'm slim thick.
Sometimes what you see at the front is not what you see at
you
the back.
You don't replicate at the back.
The back
and the side.
And the front, they are not twins, they are sisters. Good morning.
We're normal.
We are. Good
Hello,
morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey! What's up? Church Alive.
Church Alive, good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
This is Paul calling from
Ikorodu. Paul in Ikorodu. Oh my God. Paul, I like this laughter. It's contagious.
Hey, I'm angry with Feta.
What? Away.
What's wrong with Feta now?
Sir. What did I do unto you, sir?
Feta is despising us in Ikorodu.
No, I can never do that. I can never do that to you people.
Ikorodu, you are Walungu. Why can't we despise you? Come
you're
on.
You're headquarters
Feta.
Now.
I told Feta that I'm crushing on her. She says she doesn't do Ikorodu.
Oh, I'm sorry. You have to move to Lekki. In that regard, sir.
What do you have to
you know
do
that we
that?
Need somewhere that is close to work, so you move here. Move here, please, move for here. The purposes of work
wait,
only.
What day of the week was that? Was it on a Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday? Because usually if you asked me on Sunday...
It was on Joyce's program anyway. But then...
Try Sunday.
Hey. If you want to entice me,
Entalization.
My mumu button now white.
Wine?
Yes. If you dress on.
You see, if to say you they live near here now, for don't bring wine, come your ass now, because I need to touch your mumu button, but you are far away. Ikorodu is too far.
Too far for us.
Hello?
Ikorodu is far. If you were living around here, I would have brought the wine.
So what she's trying to say is that she doesn't do Ikorodu too.
Hello? It's not wine. I said dress. On white.
So Uncle, anybody that is wearing white, you'll be following them.
Heaven candidates.
Okay, Uncle Ikorodu. Sorry.
If it is a lady, I will be dripping.
All right, we gotta go on a quick break, ladies and gentlemen. I love, you know, getting to find out what your mumu button is, where it is, and what it can, you know, what can trigger it. But when we come back on the other side, we'll take a few more of your thoughts and comments on WhatsApp, and then we'll go into a very critical issue for our 11 o'clock hour. So WhatsApp, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info, Marianne Feta in the studio. We'll be right back. What's up, Lagos? 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are broadcasting live from Itumi and Crescent right here in Victoria Island, Lagos. I am Mary Anna Cole, and she is... Now, we're talking about the way to your heart. What is the way to your heart? You know, some people say food is the way to a man's heart, but not every man likes food. I've met many who don't really, are not foodies, and I know some that just give them food, like Emmanuel Eaton. You have his heart. Yes, I said it. But we're trying to find out from you guys today, what is the way to your heart? How do I get your mumu button? I, Mary Ann Okun, I want your mumu button. Right away.
All right, let's take this one. Okay, I think we'll ask that.
Anyway, let me go to your messages quickly. And aside from just finding out what your mumu button is, we're also trying to find out, what is that one thing that if you were given right now, right this moment, it'd make you shed tears of joy? Two different things. But on WhatsApp, we have some interesting messages here. This one says, good morning, Marianne and Feta. My own mumu button is when I get a soft kiss on my left ear from a beautiful light-skinned girl.
23 to 26.
Okay, we are not trying to hook anybody up. Get out of here!
No, but he says he will give his 5 ATM cards.
No.
Actually, I'm not 23 to 26.
Everybody got that just comes to kiss you that is yellow, you give your card to. Okay, you don't have self-control.
Look at you, Steven.
Just look at you.
Just look at you.
This one says, what's up, Lagos? Bucci from Olodia Papa says, what would make me shed tears of joy if this electoral tribunal could make justice to we, the electorates in Nigeria? Okay. All right. That's happening.
Don't worry.
Yeah. The courts do their thing. This one says, what's up, Lagos? My mumu remote is waking up to a lovely text on my phone. And what will make me shout, wow, is a ticket to go to watch my favorite team, Manchester United. All of you want to go and watch your favorite team. Ashirama. This one says, okay, this is not for me.
No, you have to scroll down.
Okay. This one says, a shout out from Lagos. My mumu button is when my wife sits on my leg and put her head. Oh, I put my head on her chest. Okay. Your wife has already caught you.
What to tension us?
Those are ones I don't have.
What
it's
to tension us?
It's all right. Thank you. God bless. This one says, no. That's not for us.
It's here. Mm? Scroll down. Yeah.
Okay, so he says, what's up, Feta? Abadie, Marianne. I'm a sucker for agege bread and ewagoi. Okay. Bimbo, come closer.
Yeah, twin sister. What a way to find yourself.
Bimbo, come closer. Let's go and eat it together. Yeah. Let's have an ewagoi gate. How about that?
Okay.
Derek Titus here from Apapa says, what's up, Lagos? To get my mumu button, just give me hot egusi soup and fufu.
What do you think?
Someone can give me to make it's a million naira to open my dream restaurant.
1 million.
That's very easy. Derek, let me call my bankers. I'm going to get back to you.
Scam!
All right, this is says, what's up, Lagos? I just want to say, what's up, Lagos? You guys are doing well. I love you. Orilomola
from Ireland. He's the head that knows tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Literally interpretation.
I don't know what that means. Okay, this one's from Gift. He says... Sorry. This one says, my name is Esther from Afromedia. The way to my heart is just share me.
Share me, you care about me.
I'm sure you mean show me. You care about me. And you get my heart to. You're very easy. My dear, I care about you. Can I get your art? She says, what will make me cry now if it's, I get a phone as a gift? That is not hard now.
That is not hard now. Come and take Marianne's phone now. She's not using it. Come to SME.
I'm using rubber band to hold my own. So you want to give back gifts to somebody.
That's another scam right there, okay?
This rubber band
If
phone.
I tell you the make of the phone alone, what you're going to shout, wow.
You know that God is watching
If I not tell you the brand, you're going to shout, wow.
I'm using Peugeot.
If I not tell you the color.
I'm using Peugeot. Blue Peugeot.
If I tell you the color, you will not share that tears of joy.
Well, this is says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? Big congratulations to you all at Nigeria Info.
Thank you.
The topic of the day, No. Sorry. It says the password to my heart is good food
and good.
And if I'm given that now and a brand new boss, that will make me shed tears of joy.
Ubana
from Magodo.
I pray for you. Receive it.
Brand new boss, come at your way now.
Take it.
It's done.
I fell under anointing on your behalf.
John from Ajah says, give me
me visa to travel.
Hey.
I will not only shed tears of joy, but my eyes will flow rivers
rivers
of living water.
Of living
come on,
water
somebody.
Flow my soul.
Prince from Netherlands here says, hello, Fatima and Marianne. The only thing that can activate my Mumu button is gifts.
And
gifts
more
and more gifts.
Gifts.
Without me asking.
You're talking to me.
I don't need anything to give me tears of joy because I'm fulfilled. Oh, Prince.
You're talking to me.
I'm sending you something in Dutchland. Just.
You know, Marianne.
Send me your address and I'm going to send you a surprise.
Prince
okay?
is just
I'm,
like me. I'm fulfilled. I just need gifts and more gifts and just keep it coming. I mean, we have so much in common, Prince.
I have gifts for you. Do you want gifts?
Marianne, if you give me nonsense, I go chain jam.
I want to give you gifts now. Why are you like this? I want to give you gifts.
Mm.
Like, what type of gift do you like?
Just keep it coming. Good gifts.
Good gifts.
Yeah.
I have good gifts.
That will make me cry. That will wow.
No. Give
Lagos,
me
hold on. She wants to give me a gift, though.
I want to give her gifts, please. Pay his gifts. I love you.
Hey! Marianne! I open up my heart unto you. You are the love of my life and the life of my love. I will marry you, baby.
But that's not all right.
What she gave me, you don't need to know, but it's a gift, okay? So keep the gifts coming.
Okay.
That's the way to my heart.
Yeah, so easy, like Sunday morning. All right, this is says, what's up, Lagos? Marianne and Fessa, this is Michael from Alakmare. The one and only thing to my heart, way to my heart, is food, though. You know, past food.
Hey,
but it must be rishi food. So you also eat frog with...
Food tray.
With egg inside its belly, eh? He said, if it's soup, you must have all the meat in it.
Bele.
No joke.
Bele.
If you offended me before, just come with this, eh? In fact, I will forgive you. I just seen the cooler. Secondly, that one thing that one would give me that would make me shed tears of joy right now is make me CEO of a multi-million
Look at
company.
You. What they
make
call
me
you?
The manager, director. In fact, no other thing. Okay. Do you want to teeth?
That's a prayer.
In this life.
That's a prayer of a lazy man.
This one says, I think one thing that would make me shed tears of joy would be a job that would give me a better life. I lost my job last January, and that has not. I've not been able to get another yet. Or about he says about I think getting about 500 to 1 million
to start up a business.
It's coming.
Can we
have
just
faith.
Take one call?
Yes, we can.
Just one. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Hello, Margaret on the line. Margaret Sibedo on the line. Hello, Fessa.
Hi. Hello. Say, what's up, Lagos? That's a passcode.
First time calling. First time.
What's up? Okay, so when you call on the show, you say, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah,
you cannot come
yeah.
inside.
Margaret, welcome to our show. We just want you to look to your right. You see one sister in red dress with eyes. When you finish talking to us, we give you pop puff and welcome form.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank
go
you
ahead.
Very much.
Mm-hmm.
You can go ahead.
I love that.
Okay.
All right, so what would you tell us now? What would they give you right now that will make you shed tears of joy?
When my son gets scholarship to travel abroad to study. And he just come, mommy, I've got scholarship. I'm traveling tomorrow to abroad to study. I will go happy.
Wow. Nice. Love it. All right. Thank you for calling.
We appreciate it. Let me just quickly read some more messages before we switch to our second topic. This one says, hi, Mary Ann. My name is not Miriam. I go Wumpezi.
No, someone's calling me Fenta. Yeah. See Fenta.
The person says, what's up, Lagos? I'm really enjoying your program. What brings tears of joy to my eyes most times is when I see a person helping someone who's seriously in need. I feel so happy in my soul. And also when I get help from my loved one. Haruna from Ikbaja. Haruna, God bless your heart, okay? Amazing guy. This one says... hello, guys. Usman is my name. My Mumu Button. It's a beautiful, tall, dark-skinned girl. That's my Mumu Button. I love tall, dark-skinned girls. Like, mad. Ha! Whenever I see tall, black... Oh, God.
I'm begging.
Oh, God, you're on obsession.
Come on, for long. Come on, please. Tall, black, get skin, black skin,
kill you there.
Kill you there.
Oh, this one says, my Mumu Button is a surprise proposal... Auntie, that's not Mumu, but go away from here, Rhoda. Go away from here.
She said she got off for granted. So she wants to go to Maldives.
You guys don't even understand. That's what your dream proposal is. We're asking what your Mumu button is. What's the way to your heart?
Mm-hmm.
I cannot just propose to you because I just met you. Auntie, is that all right?
No, that has to be
please,
an angel.
Please, be coming down.
So, normally...
This one now spells my name well with an E. Then now said Fenta.
Fenta.
Good morning. Mofe from Ikoyi says, my Mumu button is hot and we're going. So, can we all have an Ewagoya and my Gege Bread party, please?
I mean, I'm talking about
because
like
I'm
WhatsApp
here.
Group chat. You guys can be sharing locations.
Yes, please. Can be going on these beans dates, you know? This one says, good morning. My Mumu button is having a lady that won't book
or demand anything from me for a year or more. Automatically grant
all that just tell me
for
say you don't get money. Just tell me say you don't want to give it. You're a crabby somebody. Just go away. All right, this one says, my name is Showtime. My own Mumu button can only be touched now if I get blessed with money. More money. Okay, take more money.
He said he will send an account.
More money.
So where?
Are you sending it to everyone?
Is it where? Send it. I will save it on my phone.
This one says, my name is 8 Edifang. Okay. My own is, I want to marry you. Okay, you on the studio. Who is on the studio, please?
We'll ask him. Hey, you on the studio?
Are you on the studio?
Edifang wants to have him married.
Who is on the studio? Please, come down from the studio. They want to marry Edifang.
Edifang
wants to marry you.
The way he's there.
You come down from the studio.
Quickly come my side, yo. Edifang want to...
This one says, what's happening? Because my Mumu button is Feza's voice. Daniel, hey, they have come again.
You have come again. You people have come again.
This one says, Marianne. This table you are shaking with my native go soon break. My Mumu button is credit alert. Credit alert and credit alert. All of you two like money. You don't go to heaven. Chooks.
I've not heard anybody
what
say.
What did the Bible say for the love of money?
You cannot be like
it's
me.
It's the root of all evils.
The word of God is the way to my heart. If you can quote Genesis.
You said I just gave smart in here now. You are open
if you can quote Chronicles chapter 18.
I will tell you what is the way to this girl's heart. I will tell you today. If she does not beg me.
Rihanna, don't out your girl
Chibik,
now.
Chibik or Chibik from Moe says, what's up, Lagos? My Mumu button is dealing with me with a sincere and open heart. Aw, you're so sweet. What would make me shed tears of joy presently is having a set of sincere and selfless political leaders in Nigeria who will be honest enough to lead us well and better than lots of vulnerable
hold
Nigerians.
Hold your tears.
Many people are suffering in the country. Brother.
Just hold your tears.
I think that...
You have to keep all it.
I think the only time you will shed tears is when you're basking in the Holy Spirit. You understand me? Because we are still waiting.
Is that tears I see? All it. Don't let it drop. You're going to waste it. Hold. I'll take it to Lagos. I'll take it to Lagos. To
Lagos. We're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to tell you about a lady and what she's asking us. She's going to tell us something about her experience with her husband, and she's asking for your thought on the matter. So it's still WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. We will be right back.
Talk doesn't stop. Join the conversation on the air and online. Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. And on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos. Let's talk.
Or do you know I let have you? My people also like that road.
Yes, I don't know if you know Allen Avenue, but me, I want you to know that if you don't know MTN, I don't know what you know, really. I'm saying the truth. I want to come and tell you something that MTN sent me to tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, authentic MTN users, come aside. Let's know ourselves, okay? Valid customers that love this soft life, where are you? MTN is here again to make your day-to-day service transactions easier, simpler, with the new service codes approved by the Nigerian Communications Commission, NCC. Hold on. You know those plenty codes that you know in the past? It's not a thing of the past. Behold, there is a new thing now. So all all the codes that you've been using, that *556#*559#, all those long things. They say it's a long thing that you should forget about it, that you should just not think about it anymore, because you don't have to cram all those many codes for different services again. All you need to know is 2-300 and 301. I mean, 300. Just call 300 to reach your call center and dial *301# to perform any transaction, any other transaction, just like that. So whether you want to borrow or share airtime or data, you want to check your account balance, you want to buy airtime to talk to your peeps or anything at all, just dial what? *301#. That's it. Very simple. Don't be left behind, though. I told you, dial *301# anytime, any day, and you can instantly do any of these transactions and more. Okay, today, or dial it if you want to do anything, *301# today. And for the call centers, just dial *300 or just call 300. That's all you need to do, because that's what we are doing today, courtesy MTN.
It's What's Up Lagos right here.
Yeah.
You feel good?
Go! Lagos, such a busy place. But here's how I manage to stay in touch with the latest changes, trends, news, economics, and even entertainment.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
From nursery rhymes, they bring out the twist and the story never told.
Jack and Jill were two young children that were going up the hill to fetch. Why would you send two children up the hill if you are not doing child trafficking?
And most times, they'll give you reasons to rethink your childhood. You may just see reasons with them.
No, Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. They were tied together.
What made him fall down?
Somebody pushed him.
Welcome to I Put It To You on What's Up Lagos.
Fridays on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your favorite nursery rhymes have been served.
Let's go to court on I Put It To You.
Friday 10 a.m.
Only
on What's Up Lagos.
Judgment awaits.
That's exactly where we're taking you to, Lagos. We are in Lagos. In case you have not reached Eko, or Eko, anyway.
Eko.
No, that's food.
That's different.
That's food.
But some people actually call like the mother tongue.
I think it's
an
accent thing. Yes, it's
Eko.
An accent thing. For me, it's the mother tongue interference. So my mother has to constantly.
No, wait,
say,
we understand your own plight. It's
my
not
mother
your
will
fault.
Constantly say,
"You are
Eko.
You be half-caste, so
Eko.
No easy."
Eko. No, but you know that
even if I see have some things against you,
in my mother's,
I can still
pardon. My mother's country, we have Fulanis, we have Hausas, and we have Yorubas. My mother's middle name is Similade.
Marian, that's what you don't understand. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I understand your plight, but I still have some things against you. Because your mom, she could actually speak the Ibadan Yoruba. And there you are, sitting.
Because she grew up there. I don't understand.
It's not my business.
I did not grow up there.
There's something called DNA.
I grew up in Calabar.
There's something called genetic. Why didn't you take it?
I don't understand.
From her?
Is it magic?
It's magic. It is, this is, you know what, I'm done.
Yeah, whatever. Guys, let's move on to other things.
You're not permitted to say Eko in this studio again.
Eko. 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 All right, guys, let's listen to this lady. She has an issue. Let's talk about it. Apparently, she says, my husband loves to travel and always either pays for or gets an upgrade into first-class cabin. Now, when we travel together with our children, he buys himself a ticket in first class and put us in economy or economy plus. He even did this recently on an overnight flight to Paris. He justifies flying alone in first class because of the cost and the fact that our kids, which are 12 and 16, might feel alone. And if I were to travel in first class with him and leave them in their rare cabin I feel like this is unfair. Or he feels that it's unfair. Now she goes ahead to say, I don't think our kids would mind if they were in economy plus and my husband and I sat together in first class. Is that unfair to me or what? She says, my husband has suggested traveling alone on a different flight ahead of us so that we don't feel bad about the disparity, but does not really address or solve the problem of inherent selfishness in his thinking. And she says, am I wrong? We're happy to travel and we love going places together, but this is still very strange. Name withheld. The story again is that this lady who's married has two kids, 12 and 16 years old, and they travel a lot. But that she noticed that her husband only books first class for himself. Only himself. And he says, no, the reason why I go to first class alone is because I need you to sit with the kids so the kids don't feel alone. Mm-hmm. And she said, look, he even did it recently. He even offered that he would fly alone and go before us, take another flight and still fly first class while we fly economy plus on another airline so we don't feel bad. And she's saying, why can't my husband fly me in first class with him and the kids in economy plus? They're 12 and 16, old enough to sit by themselves and not feel left alone. And she's asking, is this too much or too bad for me to want? Nadimasa, we want.
What do you say again about knowing the person?
And she says she's grateful to travel and go places, but what's wrong with her wanting to fly first class with her husband?
So before she had kids for the man, how did they used to fly?
Big question.
Because that's the only way to explain this. If this has always been his culture, then I mean, what
it
they
can't
say,
change now.
What they say about knowing the person you want to marry in total?
Or what if
you...
they didn't have money to fly then? So she didn't realize this until now that they have money.
Mm-hmm. I'm on Lagos. This conversation is for you, Sha.
Help us to solve the matter. Help us. No, but there's too many things. There are too many sides to this. So he's saying, I want you to keep the kids company. I don't want the kids to feel left alone. Okay, Daddy, can we all just sit together then?
I mean, when if you're flying alone and you're using your first class, that's okay. But when you're flying with the family, Omo, Mary and Abby, share the man don't find out that the kids are not his own and he does not want to stay.
0700-993-993-993. So this is a case of a woman. She sent this message anonymously. She withheld her name. And she's saying, look, we're happy to travel. We fly economy plus, not just any our economy, economy plus. But my husband has never let me fly first class with him because he says he wants me to keep the kids company. But I mean, the kids are old enough, they're 12 and 16. And that he's even recently offered to fly a different airline. So we come on another flight so we don't feel bad.
Can you imagine?
And she's thinking that it's selfishness and her husband has refused to address it. But what do you think, Lagos? Because we're here to answer this woman's questions and maybe give her some perspective on what she's going through.
Mm-hmm. All right, so call us 0700-993-993-993-0146571900. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. But that will be after we come back from this break. Stay with us.
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Good Cheers morning, Lagos. It's still morning. Somebody has called me today and said good afternoon. It's still morning. Well, we got just about one... we have about 7 minutes
that
on the clock before we go on the break. So we're asking this morning about that woman's situation. She's saying that she loves, you know, the fact that she can travel. She's grateful that she can travel with her husband and her kids. But why does Oga always take the first class ride and leaves them in economy plus? His excuse is the kids. Mm. The kids who are 12 and 5. Yes. So she's asking, what do I do? Okay, we've got messages coming in.
Okay.
We've got messages coming in. All right, Feta.
Yeah. I like to read the WhatsApp messages. Mm-hmm. So this person says, what's up? Good morning. What's up? Which advice would I make I give this woman? Bye. Now, me, we never reach airports. You won't make the advice person to the upgrade. Go first class. May God be with her. Okay. What's up, Lagos? Okay. Martin from Ikotun says,
Martin's,
that's like a stale topic. We're done with that. Rhoda German says, this is a clear case of a cheating husband. These kids are grown and not because he can't afford the money. Now, he chose to fly a different airline. My candid advice is she should ignore and keep her mental state in check. Nothing is heating on the sun. It's just a matter of time.
Rhoda. Interesting.
This is quite violent. Hi, the husband literally asked her to do what a wife should do for her children, guide them while he takes care of business. How about her and the children not flying at all for 6 months if she would prefer that, Hakim Yaba? Wow.
Hakim, how about you don't send me this message?
Wow. Can you just imagine? What's up, Lagos? I think the man is hiding something from the woman. Either he already knows the truth about the children or he's keeping his infidelity from his wife.
She needs to be going to check first class. Who sits next to her husband on every flight?
Oh, another angle.
Benuel, thank you very much for your message.
Thank you for
That's interesting. That's another angle. We don't know.
We are just saying. FA from my Ikorodu says, tell her she can simply switch camp. She fly first class too and let him sit economy plus with the kids. Also, he may be working while on flight and needs that private time to focus. Be like she don't really get problem because she's flying here and there, but first class is the issue. She can vex and pay for her husband's first class next time and tell him not to worry. That will pave room for a discussion and she can air her views and settle amicably. This is FF from Ikorodu.
Okay, FF. Let's go to the phone lines.
Let's go. I'm sure that we have more. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos? Try to make it back. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Welcome. Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
We are fine. How are you too?
That's good. This is my first time of calling.
Whoa!
Puff and soft drinks for you.
The lady wearing red dress.
Yes.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Good.
How
my
you
advice
die?
To that woman is this. It is very risky for a whole family to be in the same plane.
Hey, we have heard this before.
I would suggest that while she goes on a plane with the children, the husband goes on another plane.
So I don't think that the issue is the plane, no. The issue is that Oga keeps flying first class. Why can't I also fly first class? Even if you want to fly another one, let me be on this flight, you'll be on that flight.
They can swap this year, the man, next year, the woman and the children.
And what if he says no?
Oh, well, I doff my hat. Bye-bye.
Respect. Now, see, Marianne. They have to have a conversation.
And she says he's always evasive. He does not want to have the conversation.
Oh, Gwenny, nothing won't tell me. Auntie Lillian is there in that place. Auntie Lillian.
Who's Lillian?
I don't know. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is it Sunday?
Sunday on the line.
Sunday!
You see, the man, because one thing I really, really want to say, women are very, very suspicious.
Everybody's
upon
suspicious.
All the love that the man showed to her, she shouldn't have been doing that. Because the man might be going on a business trip where he needs to take first class, and then with his partner, and then discuss whatever they want to discuss. And if the wife insisted that he should go in the same way with the children, how will he be able to discuss maybe business that will bring money?
That's a good angle.
To be a
connecting with people,
It's a possibility.
But then the man should have the conversation with the
wife.
But
sometimes they're going on holidays. Sometimes it's a holiday. Why can't you and I be on first class so we can talk and do some lovey-dovey?
You know.
Why would you be...
Yes, I get it.
My love language is touch. I want to hold hand.
Don't touch me
like this.
Sorry, you go to jail. Sorry, nervous.
Yeah, so for some people, their love language is, you know, touch, you know, feel, just
gifts
hug.
And
you know, child, all these vanity children. Somebody here says, is not to, this man is all, these men, they're always up to something. He's probably there to woo a lady. He normally woos ladies on the flight. So he doesn't want to be distracted when he's doing his business. The man might also want not be proud of his wife. Or maybe the woman is not presentable, whether in appearance, or he's ashamed to always be seen with her. Michael from Alakpere.
But they have kids.
But if your wife is not presentable, it's your job to make her, to have that conversation. Either way, communication is not happening here.
See, that angle of the fact that the man might probably just see that first class as a way to actually network with people, you know, in that level, is actually a good angle. But the fact that he's not talking about it with his wife.
So your wife is not worthy of networking. Even if she were a housewife, even if she were a stay-at-home mom.
No, it could actually just depend. So, I mean, from that angle, you could see that, okay, we have our kids on this flight, and I need you to be with them while I do
these
the work.
These kids are not kids like that. They're 12 and 16.
You never can tell what happened.
16!
12 and 16 are still kids. They're not 18 yet, at least.
They are teenagers.
Well, then, can you trust 16 and 12? So I'm saying, like, from that angle, it's okay. But if you're not having the conversation, at least, that's if you're being evasive, that's where the problem is.
So every trip isn't a business trip. I want to believe that. I have gone on several trips. I've gone on work trips. I've gone on trainings. I've gone on all kinds of trips. And then I've gone on holidays. At least in all of those trips, two or three would be holidays.
Sure.
There should be a time where you spend that quality time with madame.
So, Daddy Jubri, are you always networking? Because I'm here trying to support you, but the support is not supporting. So come out.
We're taking your thoughts and comments. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. We're going to read the story again.
So that you get the angle. So it says, my husband loves to travel and always either pays for or gets an upgrade into the first class cabin. When we travel together with our children, he buys himself a ticket in first class and puts us in economy or economy plus. He even did this recently on our overnight flight to Paris. He justifies flying alone in first class because of the cost and the fact that our kids, 12 and 16, might feel alone if I were to travel in first with him and leave them in the rear cabin. I feel that this is unfair. I don't think our kids would mind if they were in economy plus and my husband and I sat together in first class. Is that unfair of me to want? My husband has suggested traveling alone on a different flight ahead of us so that we don't feel badly about the disparity. But this does not really address or solve the problem of the inherent selfishness in his thinking. Am I wrong? We are happy to travel and love going places together, but it is still very strange. Name withheld. Lady wants to know if she's being selfish as well. I mean, there's nothing selfish about wanting to be with your man on the plan, you know, on the plan. Holding and touching.
There are just too many things. There are just too many, for me, red flags. There are too many questions that need to be answered. Even the woman needs to answer some questions. I'm really, really worried about this. But let's take your thoughts and your comment.
But we are at that point of the show where the segment is proudly sponsored by Nivea, Radiant and Beauty.
In case you don't know what Radiant and Beauty is, take a look at me. I am Radiant.
What a beauty. I'm a beauty. What a Nivea.
It has gone ahead. Potatoes gonna potate. I'm a beauty.
Yes. I drip glory. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
There you are. Lagos. Where have you been?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Joy calling.
Hey,
Joy. Thinking about what he done for me.
My sister. You two, you are too much. See, let me tell you something. Why this black man thinks he different?
How you take this in a black man?
It's different.
Why are you, segregating against black men?
No, say that black man. You don't let black man have to discuss business. His family will not be there.
It's not like that, now.
Black man.
Black life matter.
In the first class, he don't want his wife that will be there now. Now, black man, all those things, they surplus now.
So wait till you come to say they stop for this matter now. Wait till you say they happen.
Good at all. What kind of a cheat be that? If the woman get the money now, say, okay, I want to stay for first class. I want to discuss with my business partner. What will the man feel?
She's cheating.
The man now is not cheating. No.
She does not even respect her husband. How can she not fly first class with her husband?
I beg you, our own issue self is too much.
Child. Joy, don't
Joy, thank you very much for calling.
Humility. Okay. Use the product. Use it. You're taking it.
Okay. Well, she's telling you to go on her Instagram to see her feed.
You get it.
Instagram. All right, guys, we still got messages coming in and we're asking for your thoughts on this issue. Is there anything to be worried about for this woman? Is there anything she needs to be suspicious about? Or is her husband just, you know, doing self-love for himself only? You understand? Maybe he also needs the time away from her when they're traveling. Maybe he has to tick some boxes or do some thinking or do some writing. Mm. And does he have a case when he says the kids need somebody to be with them while they fly? And the fact that he even offered to take another airline so they don't feel bad that he's flying first class, should we be raising eyebrows or not? Or is she just, you know, screaming blue murder for nothing? Anyway, back to WhatsApp. Somebody says, this is Chike from Moe. He says, in my opinion, it's sheer selfishness on the side of the man. For Christ's sakes, it's a journey involving the whole family. Right, enduring whatever by the man in the economy class together with his family is not too much of a sacrifice for his family. Okay, Chike. Interesting. What if he, you know, economy is no longer his thing? I'm just saying. This one says, what's up, Lagos? Let them employ me to be with the children while they both fly first class. Kenny from Magboro. Kenny, I like how you are thinking. You're a very business-minded somebody. This one says, the man already stated his reason to his wife. He can't afford to pay for first class for everyone. If we say the man is selfish, then I want to say the woman is equally selfish for suggesting that she and her husband fly first class while the children fly on economy. The woman should pledge to share the flight expenses with him and watch what happens. Dubunchi from Ojodu. That's a great angle. Let's go to the phone lines.
Okay. I don't think he's that great anyway, but let's go to the phone
lines. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up with Lagos today?
What's up with Lagos?
Hey, don't come and kill our vibe here. Please, stop it.
Yeah, it's Emmanuel. I'm calling you from Ekwe.
All right, Emmanuel.
Okay, no passcode.
I think the man is selfish.
Why?
The man is selfish.
It's his money. Why is he selfish? If you're selfish, you will not even allow people to fly. You stay in the house.
Two children, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, 12 and 16, precisely. Mm.
That's a lot of money. Do you know how much it is to buy flight ticket today?
Easy now. Easy. Democracy carry today. If they were to vote, the three people are going to beat it.
Mm.
So, if they are going to fly first class, I think the four of them should fly first class. If they want to balance the equation, let him sit with them at the economy. Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, if they want to balance the equation, let him sit with them at the economy.
Mm.
That will balance the equation.
Yeah.
Rather than sitting there and then leaving the wife and the children to be in the economy. And then he's
okay, what if his business or his job buys him only first class? Or always upgrades him to first class?
They are just looking for
and they are not making room for his wife. Thank you very much, Kenny. I'm thinking so many things.
I'm thinking same.
Before we get to first class, it's business class, guys. So why don't you reduce the money for first class and buy business class for you and your wife?
Okay. So
or just cut the long story short. Everybody fly economy plus.
See, I don't think the story tells us if the man does the same thing when they both travel. Because I would have been very interested in that one. See, if they travel together, just husband and wife, and the man still flies first class and she's in economy, I would tell you the
truth. But it looks like, she said it happens all the time when they travel, and she said she's grateful that they can even travel, yeah. But then Look, he does it all the time, and it's happened recently again.
So Debunch is saying that the woman is selfish because the man even says, as even stated, that he cannot afford to pay for first class.
So pay for business.
I mean, why can't you be in economy with your wife or business
unless
with your wife?
Economize things because there's no money. You know?
I mean, it's
and keep the money for shopping.
These are the things that make, even if there was nothing to hide in the first place, the woman begins to think that there's Auntie Lillian. Like I said, there's no Lillian.
Why does it have to be Lillian, my darling Lillian?
I just made up the name. Okay, Ugochukwu from Ikorodu says, I currently use Nivea cocoa butter. With the way Feta they hype this new Nivea product, I am going to definitely look for it and buy. Ugo is my guy. These are the kind of people I want to be talking to. I don't hype nonsense. Go and look for it and come and thank me. In fact, the way you will come and do testimony.
Yeah.
The way you'll be dancing to me, although they'll be offering baskets, yo. Yeah. Because they have already gone and buy it. I said, I'll call you back testimony. I'm going to drop something in the hall follow-up. Okay? Thank me later. I'm very proud of you. You go and get it. Eh? And tell everybody that you know, everybody that has ashy skin, dry skin, and, you know, the stretch mark issue, that Nivea has drop something that they need to look out for, and they'll love it. Trust me with that one. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What up? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah.
We can't really hear you. You know that?
Okay.
Your line is really, really crazy. So please call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Apologies. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? All the lines have gone bad. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Boto Boto?
Hey, what's up, Lagos? Cheche, still live. Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from? Chigozie, I'm going to tell us what's the case here.
First of all, why do you say women are not always dissatisfied?
I wonder.
Probably the man needs a time to himself to, you know.
Every time.
He needs a time himself to, you know, to think of other things. But why should she complain? If you don't do it, a problem, you do it, a problem.
Why is it every time he needs some time to think about things? Every time they are flying.
When they are flying. Why doesn't he need time to think about things when he's in the house?
Or when they get to their destination.
Sorry, uncle. Call us back because we have plenty wise. Oh, dear. Apologies if you're trying to call us. You can send us a WhatsApp message on 0809-597-5805. What's up? Yeah. Cheers. Still live. Good morning.
Let me come. Good morning. This is Peter from last year.
All right.
Let me come this year. See, Marianne, some people in this life, they love themselves more than even their children.
Mm.
There are some parents that put themselves first before even their children.
Mm.
So that's the kind of angle I'm looking at it from. Himself first before the children.
Mm.
So he's not telling the wife, go and take care of the children. Some people are like that too. They love themselves more than any other thing. In fact, even because of the fact that they are married, that they need to have children, some of them will not even want to have children because they want to enjoy themselves.
Hmm.
So that's the kind of way.
Yeah, you see it, right? Yeah.
Because you love yourself so much. It's my money. Let me enjoy it. That's the way I see it.
Because he worked hard for it, eh? So because he worked hard for it, so he has to enjoy it very well.
The way some people think,
yeah.
I even feel like my child should be in that, but I would like to be with my children.
Mm.
But for him, since the wife is there, let her be with the children, let me enjoy my children. You know, there are some people like that.
Okay, all right.
Thank you very much for calling.
We have to go, Lagos, but before we do that, we got some information for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, guys, this is where we have to leave you because I think I see my Nigerian Fool Award. You see, we are the best, in case we forgot to tell you today, we are the best radio station across the country.
No one can come close.
You can't compare. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh, hey, now.
We are the first and the best. If you don't like it, leave it. But I know you like it. Bible says that you should rejoice with those that are rejoicing. Rejoice with us.
Oh, yeah, besides, I can see your dance.
You're rocking with
dance.
The best. You know what I'm saying?
You're rocking
and
with the best.
And the best newscaster is standing by to bring us the news. You know. Anyway, guys, don't forget to follow Nigerian 4 on all of its social media platforms. It's Nigeria Info FM on Twitter, Instagram, and on YouTube. You can also follow, like, subscribe, download the Nigeria Info FM mobile application. That way you can listen to us wherever you are, even on the moon. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, M-I-M-I-E-Y-O. That's Mimi Ayo. Or just search for Mary Ann.
You can call me everywhere else. I'm Feta Dynamo on Instagram and D_Feta on Twitter. I'll see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow. We love you, Lagos. Bye-bye.
I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos.